നമസ്തേ നാഥ ഭഗവൻ ശിവായ ഗുരുരൂപിണേ വിദ്യാവതാരം സുദ്ധേ സ്വീകൃതാനേകഗ്രഹണമായ രൂപായ പരമാർത്ഥൈക്യരൂപിണേ സർവജ്ഞാനത്വമഭേദ ഭാന വിചിത്തനായ തേ സ്വതന്ത്രായ ദയാകൃത വിഗ്രഹായ ശിവാത്മനേ പരതന്ത്രായ ഭക്താനാം ഭവ്യാനാം ഭവ്യരൂപിണേ വിവേകിനാം വിവേകായ വിമർശായ വിമർശിനാം പ്രകാശിനാം പ്രകാശായ ജ്ഞാനി നാമ്യാനരൂപിണേ പുരസ്താത്പാർശ്വപൃഷ്ടേ നമസ്കുര്യാണപ്രിത സദാമച്യുത്തരൂപേണായ വിദേഹി ഭവദാസനം ഇത്യം പഞ്ചമ ശ്ലോകേ സ്തുവി രതമാണ സഹ പ്രാത പ്രബോധ സമയ ജപാശ്വ ദിവസം ഭവേത് ശിവാദി ഗുരുഭ്യോ നമഃ. ഓക്കെ, എല്ലാരും മ്യൂട്ട് പോയിടുങ്കോ.
നമസ്കാരം ഗുരു.
വാങ്ങോ, ആശീർവാദം.
നമസ്കാരം.
ഓക്കെ,
നമസ്കാരം.
വാങ്ങോ. എല്ലാരും മ്യൂട്ട് പോയച്ചാ ഓക്കെ. സോ വി ഹാവ് ബീൻ ലുക്കിംഗ് അറ്റ് ദി രഹസ്യാസ് ഓഫ് ദേവി മഹാത്മ്യം. We saw how Dev Mahatmyam dwells into the guna manifestation of the Vimarsha Shakti. We saw how the Vimarsha Bindu Adi Mahalakshmi, from her came Tamo Shakti Mahamaya and Sattva Shakti Mahavidya. We also saw how the three Mahakali Adi Mahalakshmi manifested into Mahamaya. And Mahasaraswati manifested from Mahavidya. We also saw how the further manifestations happened because of the guna mixtures into Rudra and Saraswati, Lakshmi and Brahma, Vishnu and Gauri. We also saw how the mithunas were formed to form a further mix the gunas. With that, the Pradhanika Ragasyam was completed. So we went through the whole thing. And we went through the Dhyana Slokas, the weapons, all those things of Adi Mahalakshmi, Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, Mahasaraswati, Mahamaya, Mahavidya, Rudra, Saraswati, Brahma, Vishnu, Gauri, Lakshmi, all those people. We went through all those things. So that was all covered in Pradhanika Rahasyam. And then we started looking into the Bija and Saktis of the Charitra Devatas. We looked into Nanda Shakti, Nandaja, Raktadandika Devata, as Shakti and Bija Devata for the Pradhanikara, Prathama Charitram, which is Mahakali. Then last week, we looked into the Shakambari and Durga as the Shakti and Bija Devatas of Mahalakshmi, which is the Madhyama Charitram. This week, we are going to look into the Bija and Shakti Devatas of the Uttama Charitra, which is Mahasaraswati. The Bijam for the Uttama Charitram is Brahmari and Shakti is Bhima Shakti, Brahmari Bijam. So we actually saw the Bhima Shakti during the last session itself when we talked about Shakambhari and Durga stories. But we will now look into the Tattvartham of Bhima in today's session as the Shakti for Sattva Gunatmika Mahavidya, that is Mahasaraswati. We all know Bhima means big or expansion. What should expand? Or Sattva Gunam should expand, which is the Mahavidya, which is the Mahasaraswati, which is related to the Uttama Charitram. So the expansion of Sattva Gunam is a Shakti that is needed for the Jiva to remove the other gunas and erase the Ajnana. So this expansiveness of the Sattva Gunam is represented by the Bhima Shakti. This Uttama Charitram is related to self-realization or Mukti. So there are numerous ways to look at the Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, Mahasaraswati Tattvas. As the primordial Devata, these three devatas, one way of looking at them, like looking at Mahakali herself. So we can see that Mahakali herself removes the Ajnana and provides the Pratyajnana, meaning the understanding of the Atman, who we really are. This is the reason why we have Aim as the Bijam for Mahakali, because she removes the Nidra, the Janmandra Vasanas, and thus the Ajnana is removed and results in the Pratyajnana. We understand that we really are not the body, not the mind, not the intelligence. We are not the Panchabhutas. So we go through this neti, 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 and then result in the Chidananda Rupa Shivoham, Shivoham. This Jnanam is given by the Aim Bijam itself. Then the Madhyama Charitram comes in with Mahalakshmi's help. So she helps us to sustain that Jnanam. Whatever Jnanam we got with that Aim Bijam for Prathama Charitram, she helps to sustain that Jnanam. We have this monkey mind, isn't it? That will pull us down all the time. Even if we get a true experience, this mind will raise the doubt and then let us forget that experience. We really don't need enemies from outside. We are our own enemies. We struggle to evolve ourselves and we make efforts to pull ourselves down too. So to avoid doing that, we have this Hrim Bijam that will help us in sustaining the Pratyajnanam and make us Pratyajnanam that made us know that we are not the body, Antakarana, etc., but only truly the Atman. This is Mananam and Nididhyasana. This is Sada Vidya and Samhatihi. When we say contemplate, we need something to contemplate, isn't it? If you have to eat, we need some food to eat. Similarly, we need food for thought to contemplate. That food for thought is the Pratyajnanam. That contemplation, Sadavidya Anusamati, is the Maranam and Nidhyasanam. And what is that will result from that contemplation? Samadhi or Atmanabhuti. The experiential knowledge of Brahman, that Aiki Brahma Aiki Bhavam. Dwelling in that Sarvanandamaya Chakram, we don't need this Alokya, Samipya, Sarupas. We need the Sayujya, which is the Aikyam with that Brahma Vastu, and that happens when we expand. For us to attain that state, we need to expand. This expansion is the Shakti. That Shakti is the Bhima. During the Mokshadwaram session, I talked about this expansion technique. There are ways to realize this oneness with Brahman. One is to remove everything by negation, neti, 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 and elimination, and then just look into whatever is remaining, that one thing that is remaining, that is called Brahman. The other way is to consume everything that you are, whatever you can see, feel, touch, smell, and hear, and expand yourself to everything, and thus reaching the state of Brahman. This technique is nothing. This technique is called the Bhima Shakti. I do not know how many of you still do that, but those are all sure ways of getting that experience. At least those techniques helped me, and I can only teach you what worked for me. So I'll explain this technique again, at least the expansion technique, as that is relevant to what we are discussing today. One, try to do this early in the morning as it is a conducive time for getting into the meditative state. Okay, so close your eyes and first relate with the five senses. Remember that we need to transcend these five bhutas, five tanmatras, five karmendriyas, five jnanendriyas, manas, buddhi, ahankara, and prakriti, to dissolve the anavamalas. That is the first step you need to do to get back to the state of Shiva. So how do you do that? If you consciously analyze these, you will realize that the panchakarmendriya and panchajnanendriya is linked directly with the body. That you can know. You will logically understand that. The manabuddhihankara is fluid and not within the body. Okay, the prakriti and panchabhutas are definitely outside the body. Correct? So the panchatanmatras, they are the link. They are the capacity, they are the power, they are the shaktis. Okay? So those are the only link for this entire anavamala to exist. For that to sustain, you need this panchatanmatras. To dissolve this and merge this entire anavamalam, these 24 tattvas all together, we just need to focus on those five tanmatras. If I can handle them and work on them, I can master this whole anavamalam and transcend this thuladegam. How do I do that? Contemplate on each and every tanmatra separately, one by one. Give them the respect and understand the way they act. Start with the grana tanmatra. This is the easiest thing to do, easiest thing to contemplate upon. So even if your eyes are closed, eyes and ears are closed, you can smell everything around. Remember, this is how most animals get their intelligence. They survive through this grana shakti only. So that is the basic power that we as pashus, we are also animals, right? We possess that same thing too. So contemplate on that. Try to smell everything around. When you start to focus on just the grana tanmatra, you will realize that you will start to ignore the other senses slowly. They will fade away in the background. The sound and the feeling, etc., will fade away and the smell will gain the prominence. You will start to take in all the smell that you can consume. Start consuming everything. Contemplate on the smell and also the source of that smell. And then try to realize that by consuming the smell, you are indeed consuming the source too. After a point, you will feel that everything around that are related with the smell or rooted with the smell has been consumed and you have expanded yourself significantly. Now it's time to move on to the taste tanmatra, the rasa. How to contemplate on the taste when you are not tasting anything? Start trying to contemplate on what you are able to taste. you'll be amazed on how many tastes you'll be able to recollect. They will sprout as you start contemplating. You'll start to remember the rasgullas, the pickles, and everything you like and even dislike. They will all sprout and you'll start to wonder, I mean, now consuming these or these already consumed that are within that are coming out. This is the knowledge you will start to contemplate upon. Anything that you already consume do become you. They are not something other than you. You will be able to experience them the way you consumed at that point. This is the important experience you need to contemplate upon. You will realize that you will quickly transcend the realist of the rasatanmatra because you consumed most of them. And you'll start to realize your expanded state. Now you move to the Rupa Tanmatra. I'm having my eyes closed. How do I see anything? You can of course see more than what you can see using your gross eyes. So start seeing. Remember, seeing with eyes closed is different from imagining. Remember the Rishis wrote about Vanasastras, right? All those astrologies and everything with their eyes closed. They didn't imagine things. So start to see things with your eyes closed again. And when you start to see things, the new things, and the new worlds that are created and dissolved in front of you, remember they are not outside you, but within you. Those are not something that your gross eyes submitted to your mind. Those are something that are revealed from within you, revealed from whatever that was already consumed. Don't try to look for any Star Trek movies. Just learn to be an observer. Simply be a witness to whatever you're seeing. After a point, everything will be blank and you'll realize that you've expanded yourself so much already. It is now time for you to contemplate on the Sparsha Tanmatra. So whoever is having the, can you all mute it? Somebody is not. Okay. Okay, let's now move to the Sparsha Tanmatra. Start focusing on the feelings. The beauty is, the moment you start contemplating on the form and focus on feeling, you'll start to feel a breeze. You will feel a chill through your body. As the intensity increases, you will feel little sweat droplets along the spine indicating warmth. And you will then start to feel the memories that sprout from the places you visited that were stored in you because of the touch experiences. The first touch of your baby, your mother's touch, the breeze that you felt when you went high up in the mountains, the feel of the ocean waves, the sweaty heat when you traveled in the rush hour train, the wind chills during the sub-zero days, et cetera, whatever. All those you felt, okay, will pass as if you're going through the memory lane. These again are proof that you have consumed all these and you'll start to realize that what you think as you is much beyond just this body and mind. You will suddenly realize these experiences can be recreated. They will appear to be intact and fresh. They are not outside, but they have become much, very much part of you. You have consumed, you have expanded. Last, start focusing on the sound tanmatra. The more and more you focus, you'll start hearing all the sounds that you have been storing within you all along. But you will also start to hear new sounds around. New sounds that you have become immune to will start to reveal. You'll start to hear your heartbeat without even touching. You'll start to feel everything within and around. You'll hear the songs of the eternal world. It may appear to be hallucination initially. Hallucinations will wither away slowly and only real experiences will sustain. So with daily practice, you'll be able to confirm all these and this consumption of sound will result in a greater expansion of yourself. So this is not going to happen overnight. Okay, so I'm just giving you that heads up. You have to do it every single day. Okay, slowly you will expand. You'll keep on expanding. And the daily practice of this technique will result in you experiencing the whole and become the whole. This technique, this Shakti is Bhima. Okay, we'll now look into the Dhyana Sloka of this Bhima Shakti. Bhima Pinila Varnasa Damshra Dasanabhasura Vishalalochana Nari Vritta Pinapayodhara Chandrahasam Chadamarum Sirap Patram Jabibhrati Ekavira Kalaratri Saivokta Kamada Sudha. Bhima Shakti is of blue in color. Obviously, consuming the sky and water and everything vast is blue. So she has protruding teeth that are shiny. So this protruding teeth, meaning the fangs, basically. So I have talked about it numerous times in several dhyana slokas. One of the simple meaning is you use your own ability to cut through things. Shiny teeth meaning, but cutting things using your own ability, right? So you would be able to reveal the one that shines, the Atman. What is your own tool that you cut? Your own critical thinking ability, the contemplation. This contemplation of the tattvas, this shodhanam of the tattvas, which would eventually reveal the shining Atman within, is represented by this Bhasura Dramshtra. So she also has wide eyes and heavy breast. She holds a drum, sword, severed head, Panapatram in her four hands. I have talked about all these weapons already. So I don't know if I have talked about Damaru, the drum earlier. If I have, that's okay. Consider this as a repeat. Damaru is the Shabda Brahman, Shabda Jnana. The entire Vyakhyana of Panini, Vyakhyasastra happened because of the Damaru only. It is called the Maheshwara Sutram. Shiva played the Damaru 14 times, and by capturing the sound, Panini wrote the entire Vyakhyasastra. So a similar story is said for the Kashmira Saivism also. The root for Kashmira Saivism is called Shiva Sutras. It is said that these sutras were revealed by Shiva himself by playing the Damaru again. So as a weapon, this is supposed to drive away evil and reveal the Shabda Brahman. While Gandanadam and Shankanadam reveal the Pranava Jnanam, Damaru is considered as Shabda Brahman itself. This is why you see Damaru in the hands of Nataraja to represent both the creation, dissolution, both. So next, Ekavira Kalaratri Saivokta Kamada Stuta. She is called the Ekavira. She is the only victorious person. Who is this victorious person? Okay, in the Devi Argla Stotram, we see Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Dvisho Jahi. This is a very famous and powerful sloka. But we see how materialistically we request to her. Please give me beauty, give me victory, make me popular by killing my enemies. Okay, this is a Chandipatakrama. There is a Chandipatakrama called Rupa Chandi, where we use this Rupam Dehi Jayam Dehi Yasho Dehi Dvisho Jahi as a Sampudikaranam for Chandipatam itself. If this verse is that powerful and potent, then there should be different meaning other than this local literal meaning, isn't it? I have talked about this true meaning to several of you. For completion purposes, let me repeat it. So Rupam here means Swarupam. Please give me the ability to realize my own Swarupam. Please give me the Atmanubhava. That is what you are praying. Jayam Dehi, what is Jayam? Shruti claims Satyam Eva Jayate, meaning only the truth wins. So if I need to win, I need the truth. So give me the ability to know whatever is the truth. So what is the truth? Brahma Jnanam is the truth. So Jayam Dehi means, please give me Brahma Jnanam. Yasho Dehi, what is Yashas? Yashas means popularity. Popularity should be in good sense. Okay. It is important that because it should stand beyond time. This is the meaning of Yashas. What would stand the test of time? Nityatvam. So make me realize that I am not the body, not the mind or intelligence, but verily the Atman. Make me realize the truth that is me, as the Atman is nothing but the Brahman itself, and make me realize that I'm not limiting the Jiva with but a Nitya Vastu, the Brahma Vastu. Now I get there where I have all these vasanas and karmas binding me within this body. How do I, now that I realize that I'm that, when I have this Pratyajnana, how can I convert that to an Anubhuti? Not knowing that I'm not the body, blah, 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 is the Pratyajnana. But I have to get the experiential knowledge, right? That experience has to come. That is the Anubhuti. For that, I need to cut off this enemy called the Vasana and the Sanchita Karma and the Rajovanta Mogunas. Those Dvishas, those are the enemies that I have. Please burn them off. Dvisho Jahi. Okay? So now it makes sense. So this Ekavira means the only one who is victorious. We just saw victory and Jayam relates to Brahma Vastu. So Ekavira means Brahma Vastu itself. So she is also called Kalaratri. We have seen the meaning of Kalaratri already, so I'm skipping it. So for those who pray to Bhima with the names of Ekavira and Kalaratri, she would give whatever they wish. She becomes the Kamada. So what is our Kama? Moksha only. In fact, there is a secret in Devi Bhagavatam that says if a person is unable to attain the Jivan Mukta state while he is living, then there is a secret way to attain the Mukti, at least during the time of death. So I've talked about several secrets, and this is one of the secrets. Okay, so this is the third skandam of Devi Bhagavatam, 12th chapter, 73 to 76 slokas. Okay, so I'll read those slokas. Yatra yatra sthita prano jnatva kalam samagatam sadhananam abhavepi kyavaschacheti sankate yada nirvedayam nirvedamayati manasa nirmalenavai. When a person realizes his end is nearing, then he should start cleansing his mind from all the materialistic thoughts. It should be nirmala. And keep it nirmala and then chant the sloka and contemplate on it, both. Okay, what is that sloka? It's just a very small sloka. Panchabhutatmako deho mamakim chatra dukkhatam patadvadya yathakamam muktoham nirguno vyayaha nashatmakani tatvani tatraka parivedana brahmevaham na samsari sada muktas sanatanaha dehena mama sambandaha karmana pradipaditaha tani sarvani muktani shubani chetarani cha manushya deha yogena sukha dukkhanu sadhanat vimuktoti bhayat ghorat asmat samsara sankatat. That's it. Those are the three slokas that needs to be chanted. So the meaning of that is, this body is made up of five elements. Panchabhutatmako dehaha. This body is supposed to be having happiness and sorrow. All the tattvas within this body are destined to be destroyed. And that what I have been working all my life, okay, that is what I have been working all my life. As per destiny, let this body go away. I am not bonded to this body. I am definitely not this body. And I don't identify myself with this body. I am not the tattvas either. I am other than these. I am other than the gunas too. I am the Atman that cannot be destroyed. When I am the Atman that cannot be destroyed, why should I be sad or worried? I'm going to get back to my freedom state, my core, the true self. I'm not a samsari, meaning I'm not the dweller of this planet. I'm always a mukta. I'm always blissful. I'm anadi. This body happened because of the karma bandhas. I'm free from all that and everything. This manushya deham and the joy and sorrows that were experienced or simply because of the body bondage and puru karma connection. I'm now free from those horrific karmas and the resulting samsara sankatas. That's the contemplation. That's what the shloka is. Ityevam chintyamanastu snanadana vivarjitaha. Thinking thus, he should not worry about these sauchas and other karmas like danam. Should I do charity? Oh, I'm getting closer to death. Should I get those punyas? And what about taking bath and all this? Forget about all the sauchas, all the dana karmas, all those things. Maranam ched avapnoti samuchye janma dukkataha evam kashta paraprokta yoginam api durlabaha. Those who gracefully leave the body with this kind of thought will be a mukta and would never be touched by any karmas. Janma dukkas will not touch him. This kind of exit is very difficult even for yogis. So that's what Devi Bhagavatam says, and that's a secret. Even the sloka, it's said that if you chant that when a person is departing, it's good, and they have to contemplate also. It's not chanting, just chanting. Contemplation is also important. So this shows the importance of contemplation. That's all about Bhima Sakti. Let's now look into Bhramari. Okay, as usual, Devi Bhagavatam has the detailed story on this Bhramari Devi. It is given us in the Dashama Skandam, 13th Adhyayam. Okay, so it starts with Narada. Narada asking Narayana, who is this Bhramari? Narada Vacha, Keyam sa Bhramari Devi, Katam jata kimatmika, Tathakhyanam vadapragnya, Vichitram sokanasanam. Narayana Vacha. So Narada asks Narayana, who is this Bhramari Devi, and asks him to explain about the prabhavam of this Devi. So Narayana vacha, Shunu Narada vakshyami jaganmatrur vicheshtitam achintya avyakti rupaya vichitram mokshadayakam. So Narayana says, hey Narada, listen, let me tell you about the glory of this jaganmata. She is achintya, unthinkable, avyakta, unmanifested, mokshadayaka, who grants moksham. Now you understand why Bhramari is related to Uttama Charitram. She is mokshadayaki. So she is the bijam. There is a story. So I'll tell this story just for the sake of completion. There was an asura called Aruna. He did a great tapasya of using Gayatri Mantram. And in the beginning, he did penance by consuming just leaves. Then with just water. Then with just air. Then with just the sunlight. He did this all for a full 1,000 years. by the power of mantra, a light that is more than a thousand sun radiated out of him, and this power should be Brahmaloka itself. And Brahma came down before him and asked him what he wants. Arun asked you should wanted Saranjeevitvam, for which Brahma refused and asked him to ask something else. So he asked, my death shall not be caused by any war, nor by any arms or weapons, nor by any man or woman, by any two-legged or four-legged animals or any combinations of these. And grant me a boon, such a also a large army that I can conquer the Devas. Brahma grants the boon and immediately Aruna takes his army and goes and captures the Devaloka and starts ruling all the lokas. He started torturing everyone. After several years, Indra went to Brahma and said, we have had enough. Please find a way to get rid of this Aruna. Brahma said, it is impossible because the light of Gayatri Mantra still shines through Aruna. No force in this universe can attack a person who has the mantra of Gayatri as a shield. So Brahma tells Indra to seek the advice of Brihaspati. Indra requests Brihaspati to help him and he comes up with an idea. Brihaspati asks Indra to perform Mahadevi Yajna while he will make Aruna lose the Gayatri Japam. So Brihaspati goes as a normal rishi to Aruna's place. The Asura is shocked to see a rishi coming to his palace. He asks him, why are you here? I'm an Asura and I'm supposed to be the enemy of rishis. What brought you here? Brihaspati said, well, how can you be my enemy? When you have the Gayatri mantra in your tongue, you are a Deva only and you cannot be an Asura. So you are a rishi only. Hearing this, Aruna thought, oh my God, no, I cannot be a Deva. If Gayatri mantra is the one that is making me look like a Deva, I will stop it from now. And he stops it. And by accomplishing the mission, he goes back to Indra and tells, okay, let's complete the Mahadevi Vijna, because he does not have the shield anymore. So that Gayatri mantra that has been saving that Asura is gone. So they complete the Mahadevi Yajna and Mahadevi Brahmari appears from the Yajna. Devi Bhagavata describes her thus. Praturasi Jaganmata Jaganmangala Karini Koti Surya Pratikasa Koti Kandarva Sundara Chitrana Lepana Devi Chitravaso Yuganvita Vichitra Malya Bharana Vichitra Brahmara Bhushtita Vara Bhayakara Shanta Karuna Amrita Sagara Nana Brahmara Samyukta Pushpamala Virajita Brahmari Bhi Vichitra Bhir Sankhya Bis Samavrita Brahmarair Gayamanesha Hrinkara Manuvanmaham Samantata Parivrita Koti Koti Brahmbika Sarva Shringara Veshadya Sarva Veda Prasamchita Sarvatmika Sarvamayi Sarvamangala Rupini Sarvajna Sarvajanani Sarva Sarveshwari Shiva Trishtva Tam Taratmano Deva Brahma Purogamaha Tushtabur Rishtamanaso Prishtarashravasam Shivam. So she appeared, so the dhyanam of her, the description of her, she appeared with the brilliance of 10 million suns and looked beautiful like 10 millions of manmatas. Her body was radiant with multiple colors. She wore multiple colorful clothes, a wonderful garland suspended from her neck. Her body was decked with various ornaments, and in the fist of her hands, there were wonderful rows of black bees. One hand was Varadhastam, other was Abhayhastam. She is all compassionate, Karunamrita Sagara. She was having garlands of large black bees all around, those male and female bees singing all around the Himkara Mantram. Koti koti of black bees surrounded her. So she is the all auspicious Bhagavati, praised by all the Vedas, who is all in all, composed of all, who is all good, mother of all. So this is Sarvatmika, Sarva Shringara Veshatya, Sarva Veda Prasamsita, Sarvatmika, Sarva Mayi, Sarva Mangala Rupini, Sarvajna, Sarva Janani, Sarva Sarveshwari. She is Shiva herself. By looking at this great Devata, the Devatas chanted the Brahmari Stuti. So after this session, I'll share the Brahmari Stuti with you all too. So that's a 10 or 15 slokas, beautiful slokas. Sloka. So maybe I'll read it. Deva Uchuhu Namo Devi Mahavidye Srishtis Tityantakarini Namak Kamala Patrakshi Sarvadhare Namostude Savishvataija Sapragnya Virat Srutratmike Namaha Namo Vyakritya Rupaya Kutastaye Namo Namaha Durge Sargardri Rahite Dushta Sandrodhanargale Nirargala Premagamye Bharge Shive Devi Namostude Namashrikalike Mata Namo Nila Saraswati Ugratare Mahogrete Nityameva Namo Namaha Nama Pitambare Devi Namastripurasundari Namo Bhairavi Matangi Dhuma Vati Namo Namaha ಚಿನ್ನಮಸ್ತೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸು ಕ್ಷೀರ ಸಾಗರ ಕನ್ಯೆಗೆ ನಮಃಶಾಕಂಬರಿ ಶಿವೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ರಕ್ತದಂತಿಗೆ ನಿಶುಂಭ ಶುಂಭ ಧಲನಿ ರಕ್ತ ಬೀಜ ವಿನಾಶಿನಿ ಧೂಮ್ರಲೋಚನ ನಿರ್ನಾಶೇ ವೃತ್ತಾಸುರ ನಿಮರ್ಹಿಣಿ ಚಂಡಮುಂಡ ಪ್ರಮದಿನಿ ದಾನವಾಂತಕರೇ ಶಿವೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ವಿಜಯೇ ಗಂಗೆ ಶಾರದೇ ವಿಕಲಾ ವಿಕಚಾನನೇ ಪೃಥಿವೀರೂಪೇ ದಯಾರೂಪೇ ತೇಜೋರೂಪೇ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಪ್ರಾಣರೂಪೇ ಮಹಾರೂಪೇ ಭೂತರೂಪೇ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೇ ವಿಶ್ವಮೂರ್ತೆ ದಯಾಮೂರ್ತೆ ಧರ್ಮಮೂರ್ತೆ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ದೇವಮೂರ್ತೆ ಜ್ಯೋತಿಮೂರ್ತೆ ಜ್ಞಾನಮೂರ್ತೆ ನಮೋಸ್ತುತೇ ಗಾಯತ್ರೀ ವರದೇ ದೇವಿ ಸಾವಿತ್ರೀ ಚ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ನಮಸ್ವಾಹೇ ಸ್ವದೇ ಮಾಥ ದಕ್ಷಿಣೇತೇ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ನೇತಿ ನೇತಿ ವಾಕ್ಯಾರ್ಯ ಬೋಧ್ಯತೆ ಸಕಲಾಗಮೈ ಸರ್ವೇ ಪ್ರತ್ಯಕ್ಸ್ವರೂಪಾಂ ತಾಂ ಭಜಾಮ ಪರದೇವತಾಂ ಭ್ರಮರೈರ್ವೇಷ್ಟಿತಾ ಯಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಭ್ರಾಮರೀ ಸಾ ತತಃ ಸ್ಮೃತಾ ತಸ್ಯೈ ದೇವ್ಯೈ ನಮೋ ನಿತ್ಯಂ ನಿತ್ಯಮೇವ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಪಾರ್ಶ್ವಯೋ ಪೃಷ್ಠೇ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಪುರತಯಂಬಿಕೆ ನಮ ಊರ್ಧ್ವಂ ನಮಶ್ಚಾಧ್ಯಃ ಸರ್ವತೇ ಸರ್ವತ್ರೈವ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ಕೃಪಾಂ ಕುರು ಮಹಾದೇವಿ ಮಾಣಿದ್ವೀಪ ದ್ವೀಪಾದಿವಾಸಿನಿ ಅನಂತಕೋಟಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾಂಡ ನಾಯಿಕೆ ಜಗದಂಬಿಕೆ ಜಯ ದೇವಿ ಜಗನ್ಮಾಥ ಜಯ ದೇವಿ ಪರಾತ್ಪರೆ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಭುವನೇಶಾನಿ ಜಯ ಸರ್ವೋತ್ತಮೋತ್ತಮೇ ಕಲ್ಯಾಣ ಗುಣಸ್ತನಾನ ಆಕರೇ ಭುವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ಪ್ರಸೀದ ಪರಮೇಶಾನಿ ಪ್ರಸೀದ ಜಗತೋರಣೇ ಸದಸ್ತಿ ಸ್ತುತಿ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ದೇವತಾಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ಇನ್ ದಸಮಹಾವಿದ್ಯಾ ಇನ್ ದೇವಿ ಮಹಾತ್ಮ್ಯಂ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ದೇವತಾಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಸೀ are all included here, and she is Brahmarambika, she is the primary Devata, the unmanifested, she is basically like Adi Mahalakshmi. So by hearing this Stuti, the Devi was very pleased and asked what the Devatas wanted, and they asked that they be saved from this Asura Aruna. Brahmari immediately sent her Sena of bees, and even before the Asuras can figure out what is going on, the crores and crores of bees stung them, and they instantly became paralyzed and were vanished in thin air. None has seen such a short war in the history, and none even witnessed what happened, for such a great Asura, his kingdom and his army all just vanished instantly. Now, how is this Ambika related to Devi Mahatmyam? Vaivasuda Manu has six sons: Karusha, Prasadhra, Nabhaga, Dishta, Saryati, and Trishanku. They all went to the banks of Yamuna and did penance to goddess Brahmarambika. And the way they did was exactly like what Aruna did, like one day consuming just fallen leaf, second day with water, third day with air, fourth day with sunlight, and fifth day Brahmarambika revealed herself and granted the boon that they were all looking for. And then she granted that you will become the lord of Manvantaras in the next birth. By the grace of Devi, the first of the princes, Karusha, became the ninth Manu, the exceedingly powerful Daksha Savarni. The second prince, Prasadhra, became the tenth Manu named Meru Savarni. The third prince became, the Nabhaga became the 11th Manu called Surya Savarni. The fourth prince, Dishta, became the 12th Manu called Chandra Savarni. The fifth prince, Saryati, became the 13th Manu called Rudra Savarni. And the sixth prince, Trishangu, became the 14th Manu called Vishnu Savarni. Okay, so all these people became Savarnis. And the Markandeya Purana is basically about the Manvantaras, right? So these Suryas. So that's the Devi Mahatmyam link. So let's now look into what Devi Mahatmyam describes about this Devi. Tejo Mandala Durdarsha Brahmare Chitrakanti Prithu Chitranale Panadevi Chitra Bharanabhushita Vichitra Brahmana Panisa Mahamariti Giyate. So what is the Tattva Brahmari? The wings of the bees is supposed to make the sound of Hinkara, the Shakta Pranava, the Vimarsha Shakti. Hence this represents the Shabda Brahman itself. So Brahmari as the Bijam to realize the Brahman makes super sense. Okay. So Ityeta Murtayo Devya Yakyata Vasudhadipa Jaganmatas Chandikaya Kirtida Kamadenavaha Idam Rahasyam Paramam Navachyam Kasichit Putra. All these six murtis that we saw in the last three sessions, they are like Kamadenu. This is the great secret, and we are not supposed to reveal these things anywhere. Just contemplating on these would result in the fulfillment of desires. ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾನಂ ದಿವ್ಯ ಮೂರ್ತಿರ್ ನಾಮ ಭೀಷ್ಟಫಲದಾಯಕಂ ತಸ್ಮಾತ್ ಸರ್ವ ಪ್ರಯತ್ನೇನ ದೇವಿಂ ಜಪಂ ನಿರಂತರಂ. ಹೆನ್ಸ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಎಫರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ಟು ದಿ ಜಪಂ ಆಫ್ ಮಹಾದೇವಿ ಚಂಡಿಕಾ ಪರಮೇಶ್ವರಿ ನಿರಂತರಂ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಟೈಮ್. ಸಪ್ತ ಜನ್ಮಾರ್ಜಿತೈರ್ಘೋರೈ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಹತ್ಯಾ ಸಮಯರಪಿ ಪಾಠಮಾತ್ರೇಣ ಮಂತ್ರಾಣಾಂ ಮುಚ್ಯತೆ ಸರ್ವಕಲ್ಬಿಷೈಃ. ದ ಸಿನ್ಸ್ ಪರ್ಫಾರ್ಮ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಲಾಸ್ಟ್ ಸೆವೆನ್ ಜನ್ಮಾಸ್ ಇನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಹತ್ಯಾಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಎರೇಸ್ಡ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ದೇವಿ ಮಹಾತ್ಮ್ಯ ಪಾರಾಯಣಂ. ದೇವ್ಯಾಧ್ಯಾನಂ ಮಯಾಖ್ಯಾತಂ ಗುಹ್ಯಾದ್ ಗುಹ್ಯತರಂ ಮಹತ್ Tasmat Sarva Prayatnena Sarva Kama Palapradam, the Jnana Slokas of the Six Devatas revealed in this Murti Rahasya, a secret of all secrets, so treasure them properly and perform what is told in these accordingly. Etasyastum Prasadena Sarvamanyo Bhavishyati Sarva Rupamayi Devi Sarvam Devi Mayam Jagat Atoham Vishwarupam Tam Namami Parameshwarim. Every form of spirit, she is in every cell of this Jagat. Hence, I pray to her who is the Vishwarupa. Om Namah Chandikayai. With this, I complete the Murti Rahasyam of the Rahasyatrayam. So, we have seen the Pradhana Rahasyam and the Murti Rahasyam. Two Rahasyams are over. Okay, Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, Guru Deva Maheshwara, Guru Sakshat Parabrahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
Namaskaram Guru.
Namaskaram Guru.